Let me start off by saying that this is the easiest job in the world because there's really not a lot that I have to do. These are some of the most experienced judges that you will find. They're all incredibly smart and well-versed in administrative law, and so they've made this job very easy. I want to thank them for that. They've also expressed a desire to answer as many questions from the audience as they can, as opposed to having more of a sort of canned presentation. We've gotten some questions, and we're going to go through those questions from the audience as well. But why don't we just start off, and if we could, let me ask each of the judges if they'll talk about the number of cases in their court and sort of give us some general information about how many cases their court has handled roughly during the last year, what percentage of those are administrative cases, and any other sort of statistical information they may want to give about their court's operations. And I guess, why don't we start with the district court first?
Should we start with SOA?
Well, we've had so many
SOA.
I don't have our numbers. I hate to say we've had so many SOA presentations that maybe somewhere along the way some of that information got covered. But we do hear a large number of cases. I think everybody heard that. And the workload is only increasing. So I suspect the district court workload likely will increase as well from appeals from SOA.
I think that's true. You all know this. Probably we work on a central docket here in Travis County. So I try to sort of keep some individual numbers, but mostly we keep group numbers where our dockets on the civil side is really everything non-felony. So we hear, I think it's 10,000 family cases filed a year, something like 6,000 civil. We have a docket. We were tracking government cases or administrative appeals